Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
I am the iconic Steve Rosenblum. He's the legendary Mike Esposito. And on the other side of the glass, TikTok, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever woodshed the copy you're now reading?
Woodshed? No.
Woodshed? You know what that is? That's a radio term. Do you know what woodshed means?
I've not come across woodshed on the
woodshed
radio
Woodshed is to read it ahead of time and see if there's a problem. Or notice where your inflection or intonation would be. Now that you've read it, do you see where the problem is?
Yes, I do.
What would that be?
It would be not very inflectual, I would say.
Inflectual? Now you're making up words.
I guess I'm waking up words now, too.
I was pleased to learn that Brad Biggs will be joining us.
Is that? Did you work that out? Did you not tell us, TikTok?
It was on the paper. No, Brad Biggs is not joining us today.
He's Ron Burgundy.
Biggsy is thankful for that he's not joining us today.
Moving right along, TikTok is producing us. And because we're old, we're going old school. We are Los Federales. If there's a federal holiday,
we work. That's how it works.
And we're here for you.
That's right.
Our phone number is 312-644-6767. You know what? While Mike Esposito is going old school and giving you an update, text in where you're listening. Where are you listening to us? And we know you are. 312-644-6767. Espo, go ahead.
I'm ready for my update. And now, from the Score Update Studio.
Oh, wow.
Scoreboard. I told you, I picked some good music here.
Yeah.
How about those Bears? They play at Philadelphia tomorrow afternoon. Black Friday football, 8-3. Bears, 8-3. Eagles, TJ Edwards and Tyreek Stevenson did not practice. A bunch of other Bears on the DNP. But full participation, Steve Rosenblum, from Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson. Does that mean they'll play?
More on that later. It would seem to be pointed in a certain direction.
Radio tease. For the Eagles, Devontae Smith and Lane Johnson did not practice. Bears, 7-point dogs at Philly. Blackhawks lose in overtime last night at the UC to Minnesota 4-3. Connor Bedard, a goal and an assist, but that is their fourth straight loss. They host Nashville tomorrow.
By the way, this is, now that you're bringing up the Blackhawks,
yes.
I should clarify, in case those of you are listening in Canada, my Canadian friends always refer to it as the American Thanksgiving.
I didn't know there was another one.
Canadian Thanksgiving is in October.
Oh, okay.
And my Canadian friends, when I covered hockey, would always say, yeah, the American Thanksgiving. And they would say it because this is when you know your playoff teams. 75 to 80% of the time, if you are in a playoff spot by the American Thanksgiving, you'll make the playoffs.
Okay.
The Blackhawks are not.
I was just going to say, I have bad news then for Hawks fans.
They're tied for ninth. Eight teams make it, but they're only a couple points behind the Mammoth. Oh, my God. They trail Utah. Wow.
The Mammoth.
That's hockey talk I never thought I'd. 815, listening from my squad car. Happy Thanksgiving.
We appreciate you. Yes.
Hope it's quiet out there.
We have an NFL triple header for you in your squad car today. This is some good listening. I mean, us, of course, till 11. But after us, we have Packers and Lions. We have Chiefs and Cowboys. And then the nightcap, Ravens and Bengals. So we are excited for all three NFL games today right here on The Score. Bulls at Charlotte tomorrow. And baseball, we're going to talk about this one throughout the show. Big free agent signing yesterday, if you missed it. Dylan Cease off the board to Toronto, 7 years, $210 million. Quick math, Steve Rosenblum, that tells me that's 30 a year for Dylan Cease, times seven.
30 U.S.
30 million 30 U.S., yes. That's even though he's going to, he'll be celebrating Canadian Thanksgiving next year.
He will, and he might be in the playoffs.
Playoffs.
So let me, I'll run this by Bruce. Bruce Levine, our baseball reporter, our baseball insider from inside the clubhouse, will be here at 9 o'clock. So let me make sure I understand this. Dylan Cease signed with the team that went to the World Series. The World Series participant signed Dylan Cease.
Correct.
Who led the majors in swing and miss. Mm-hmm. The team that couldn't even get past the Milwaukee Brewers that needs swing and miss pitchers and used to have Dylan Cease did not sign him.
We did not sign Dylan Cease on the north side of town. And I say we, but I mean the Cubs. You know what I mean. The Cubs did not sign Dylan Cease. They signed Phil Maton.
Great. Great. All right. Just continues to be embarrassing. Moving right along, the injury report.
Yeah.
Jalen Johnson, somebody who, did you know much about Jalen?
Yeah, he's one of the best corners in the league. I just feel like now he probably get a chance to actually show that. He's been being active this week. It's a great receiving corps. I'm excited for him because everybody asks, always say, you know, what can you do against a great receiving corps? And he has a chance to prove it, everybody up and get back active.
That was C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And he was talking about Jalen Johnson. He was asked about, have you ever played with Jalen Johnson? Have you been? And he said what he said, which was kind of, no, there's a great receiving corps out there. He's going to get a chance to prove it.
Ooh, did he spill the beans?
Seemed to have done that. Things are pointing that way. He was full practice all week.
Yeah.
His window had been activated a couple of weeks ago. Less certain would be Kyler Gordon.
Because
His window was only opened Monday, full practice this week, and that may or may not be enough time, but Jalen Johnson would appear to be back, would appear to play.
Looks that way.
Right.
And that's good because Tyreek Stevenson is on the DNP list as of right now. Did not practice both days with a, he's got a hip, as our colleague Dave Wanstead would have said back in the day.
I forgot the op.
It's got a hip.
Op. TikTok, you're going to have to flag all these. You're going to have to flag all these texts. People are listening. It's being overrun. And the 312 texter is listening on his toilet.
Thank you for that.
Oh, on his toilet.
Hope it's a good one.
Paint us a radio picture. Somebody else, another 312, said he's driving up to Great Lakes Naval Station. He and his wife are hosting two sailors.
Salute to you, sir.
That's outstanding.
No,
that is
my wife.
Perfect example of Thanksgiving. Whether you're surrounded by friends, family, or whatever, the idea of inclusion, the idea of making people feel welcome. What a wonderful idea. I don't know how somebody that compassionate, that thoughtful is listening to our radio station.
They like football, maybe.
Yeah. So let's talk some more football. So we have indications Jalen Johnson's going to play.
Yes. And sniff that one out. That was a good one.
Devonta Smith, as you said,
he has not practiced yet this week.
For the Eagles.
Yep.
Which is, and on top of that, Lane Johnson ain't going to play.
Nope.
So there's your left tackle out. It could be that we don't know if Theo Benedict's going to play or Ozzie Trapillo. Could the Bears go into a game with Theo Benedict and Ozzie Trapillo? Could the Bears go into a game with the best left tackle on the field?
Well, and I am no line savant by any means, but everyone seemed to think Ozzie played really well last week. Well,
the numbers back it up.
And I know I heard Olin on the station complimenting him. The numbers do back it up. I did put it this way. I did not notice him during the game, which means he wasn't getting beat.
Didn't give up a sack.
Nope.
I think there was one pressure, but there was nothing. He was clean. You didn't hear his name.
No.
You didn't hear
I didn't notice him.
That's perfect.
Yes, agreed.
So the Bears are heading into this game with a healthier secondary. However, their linebacker core, which was decimated last week when they lost all three starting linebackers, might be even worse now, if you can imagine.
We have less available linebackers, although I'm sure they're activating them, but we don't know. DeMarco Jackson's going to play. Our buddy Bong is going to play.
Yeah,
right?
as proprietors of the Wake and Bake Club, Amen Ogbong Bemiga
is AKA Bong.
Simply referred to as Bong.
That's it.
That's who he is. So here's the thing of what happened. And this may form, we keep asking the question, and if you're not, you should. Who are these guys? What kind of team are the Bears? Are the Bears good? Now, if your definition of Bears of good is resourceful and opportunistic, then the Bears are good.
Yes.
If your definition of good is a team where you take the field knowing they can dominate the opponent, and the Bears aren't good. You don't know that. But they're resourceful and they're opportunistic. What happened last week is a wonderful example. We've seen it every week, how resourceful they can be, how opportunistic they can be. They're going in without their starting linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
And here's DeMarco Jackson. Here's Ruben Hippolyte. And there goes Ruben Hippolyte.
And here he comes.
But what happens is he gets replaced by Bong.
Our buddy.
So DeMarco Jackson makes 15 tackles. And Bong makes 14 tackles.
Yes.
Thanks to Brad Biggs' intrepid research, linebackers with that many tackles, combining for that many tackles, has not happened since this. TikTok.
Four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way?
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Oh, that's so good.
Any chance to play the Dennis Green ran.
So good.
From that 2005 game. But that's the last that Urlacher and Briggs. Urlacher had like 19 sacks.
He was all over that game. I remember that.
Or 837 after the coaches looked at it.
Yeah, right.
And Briggs with 14, 15 tackles. So you had subs and a sub for a sub on this Bears team.
Mm-hmm.
Forcing you to go back to Urlacher and Briggs and that legendary game. So Dennis Green said, Bears who were that thought they were. You want to crown their ass? Well, yeah, they did. They got the NFC crown.
They did.
These Bears, who do you think they are?
It's been fun. Since starting 0-2, the 0-2 wasn't fun, particularly the Minnesota game, which they should have won, and then they got smoked in Detroit, but everything since then, it hasn't all, like if they would have lost that game in Cincinnati, it would have been devastating, but they came back. The Colston Loveland, the fact that, and we talked about this ahead of the show, last week when Pittsburgh took the lead with 50 seconds left, and in my head, literally, I told my wife and son as we're watching the game, my first thought is, they left us too much time. When have you ever said that about a Bears offense. They left us too much time. 50 seconds.
Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football said, they're the too much time team.
That's insane that the Bears are the too much time team.
We'll get into that because Kyle Brandt is just torching Bears fans, the non-believers. We'll get to that later. But for now, who are these guys? Oh, my God, look at that. Look at that. 608 Texter, thanks for keeping me company while I smoke two turkeys outside of Yuba, Wisconsin. The WB Club has reached a new level. Now, how big of a rolling paper do you need
to smoke two turkeys?
Smoke a turkey?
Smoke weed every day.
I've been into dispensaries, and I don't recall seeing pre-rolled turkeys.
I love the smoked turkey. It's so good.
It is. Moving right along. So the Bears are, I would, resourceful in my world.
Yes.
Resourceful and opportunistic. And I don't know that I'd call them good. Now, the Eagles, tomorrow, Black Friday. The Eagles are the defending Stanley Cup champions, but...
And the Super Bowl champions, too.
But, yeah, but the Stanley Cup's a cooler trophy. I wanted to give them a better trophy.
It is a cooler trophy.
Yeah, it is. It's the coolest
in sports.
Then
you don't have to have Roger Goodell there. Although you do have to have...
Gary Bettman. Yeah, so... Does that tell you they're good if they win tomorrow?
Yes.
Does that make them good against an Eagles team that just lost to a Cowboys team that you torched, Bears fans?
I think in this year's NFL, with rare exception, you know, your teams are, if you play mistake-free, if you play to your capabilities, and you don't give it away, like the Bears have been the opportunistic team in many of these games, as we just talked about, because they're playing smart football, because they're playing good football, with rare exception. But they have been the team that you can't leave too much time for because they will come back. And I think all of that goes back to Ben Johnson, who I love. And I'm sure I don't hold that opinion by myself. I would imagine lots of people have Ben Johnson man coach crushes, and they like watching the good, better, best every week and all that other good stuff. So I do. I admit it. I get sucked in every... Well, I mean, now it's, you know, show content and research, but we have to watch the good, better, best every week after the Bears post it.
We do. Did I miss on homework?
We do.
Absolutely. Stay after class and watch the...
It's your assignment.
And watch the video.
So after the victory in Philly tomorrow, then you'll have to watch.
That would be something. That would be something.
That would be a win worth celebrating. I would, that when they smoked Dallas, that was a nice, complete victory. You could argue, and I'm sure many will, that they're winning, but they're not really playing great football necessarily. Like, they're doing enough to win. Like, they beat Pittsburgh with, a bunch of starters out last week on defense. That's a good win. They didn't look great. They had to come back to do it, but it's a win. Win in Philadelphia, that would be something. That would be something.
I'll present them later in the show. I have some numbers, a way of looking at this, the prism through which you would think the Bears should be favored by 7 points instead of underdogs by 7 points.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I look forward to hearing this.
I started going down all this and comparing the teams and going, now, I didn't compare strength of schedule or strength of victory. And the Bears have not played. They played a JV schedule until they ran into Pittsburgh. You know, the Steelers game was the first time they played a team with a winning record since Washington. And Washington, it was 3-2, and we found out they're a fraud. The Bears won on a dumb play. They opportunistically recovered the fumble, turned into a touchdown, but it wasn't at a level. It wasn't as stupid as Tyreek Stevenson.
No Hail Mary play. No.
Or Eberflus' dumbass defensive decisions. But they've lost five in a row. They're headed on their own Bears-like. So the Steelers are the first time they faced a team with a winning record at that time since Washington. It's not their fault. It's who they played. But there it was. Pittsburgh. And they shorthanded and they beat them.
And this is a totally another topic, but worth discussing, and I know he's been hurt, but, you know, all the Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb stuff, you know, we don't hear that much this year, and I'm reminded C.J. Stroud had such an awesome rookie year. Year two, guess what? Not so great. You know, Caleb has made improvements this year. He's far from perfect, but you know, you could start talking about the QB's class. Everyone was all over Bo Nix last year. That Denver team is really good, but it's not necessarily because of Bo Nix.
No, well, Drake May, when you get to
Well, and he and
there's
Caleb,
your MVP.
He and Caleb have ascended this year, and I'm not saying Caleb is playing MVP level as Drake May is, but they're getting better, and certainly in, I think, again, Ben Johnson has a lot to do with that, too, getting coached, and McDaniels is back in New England for, what, his fifth tour of duty there with Vrabel. He's just there.
All the Belichick disciples go out somewhere else and get fired because they're idiots.
And then they come back.
Yeah.
But we know he knows how to coach quarterbacks. So whatever he's doing with Drake May is great, but my side point to that is that, you know, with Ben Johnson in charge, it just goes to show you, and Vrabel in New England, another good example, if you have a good, competent, smart head coach, you're probably going to be okay. And if you don't, and all I have to do is roll back our exhibits from our previous coaches here in Chicago.
It was a year ago. It was a year ago that he couldn't manage the clock in Detroit.
That's right. Thanksgiving Day.
And the idiot Bears, Kevin Warren and company, couldn't figure out. They should have fired him like weeks earlier, and they couldn't even figure out they should fire him the day after. All right, why don't you go talk to the media, and we'll figure out how we're going to fire you. And then he talks to the media, and then they fire him. I mean, the Bears organization, Ben Johnson has deodorized
so much
stupidity from the McClown franchise everywhere. The stupid gas is just pouring out of Alice Hall. And Ben Johnson came in like he was Ghostbusters.
I distinctly remember this last year because I turned on the score on Black Friday. I was off. I turned on the radio in the morning expecting or listening to a potential firing announcement after the Thanksgiving Day debacle. And instead of a firing announcement, we got Eberflus. So that was at like 9 a.m., whatever time it was. But Eberflus came on. I think it was a Zoom press conference, something like that, whatever. But we were airing clips of it here on the score. I'm like, well, I guess they're keeping him. And then we went, my wife and I took my daughter down to a play here in downtown. And while I'm in the theater, my phone's blowing up because that's when they fired him. I'm like, he just gave a press conference.
That's so Bears. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, they go to Philly. They'll face their defense. Bears' defense is really not good. It's just not good.
But
they've been opportunistic and they've been resourceful.
Extremely opportunistic.
This Bears team isn't good. It's opportunistic and resourceful. So Philadelphia, even with Jalen Hurts sucking, is going to get in, Saquon Barkley sucking. They're going to get into the red zone. They may get to the one-yard line. You're going to see the tush push. What are the Bears going to do about it? What do they say about it? We will hear from Dennis Allen, defensive coordinator, next. I'm the iconic Steve Rosenblum. He's the legendary Mike Esposito. We are Los Federales because
it's a federal holiday, and if it's a federal holiday, we are here for you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for letting us keep you company as you smoke turkeys, as somebody in Wisconsin is. And
yes,
how big of a rolling paper do you need? That is just we'll have to get the answer before the end of the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sure.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I am the brutally handsome Steve Rosenblum. He's the terminally pretty Mike Esposito. I just saw the Eagles special, a two-part special that was, because it was on Showtime, was originally, okay. And I'm not paying for Showtime. I got enough to pay for, so I
you have enough streaming subscriptions. Yeah,
we found it on Amazon because Prime is one of ours. So me and Otter are watching it, and oh my God, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm biased, certainly. I open and close shows with the Eagles. They're wonderful.
Uh-huh.
I could not get the lyrics of Hotel California out of my head. The stories that went on with that, it was wonderful. It was great. That's not why you called, is it? Nobody's called. 3-1. Oh, you know why nobody's called?
Because the phones are not open.
Because we're locked. TikTok just unlocked it.
We got a lot of texts, though, and we asked where you're listening or
on
how you're listening.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Baker Mike from Hobart, Indiana. We appreciate you. We have, and I'm going to find it, Michael from Gage Park.
Patrick. There's two of them.
Patrick from Gage Park already got 5 miles and a whole leg day in. I can't imagine that must have been up early there, Patrick, but we appreciate you listening.
Just getting done baking now.
Yes.
It's very important. We'll discuss a Thanksgiving tradition that you'll be interested in, Patrick.
And how about this? We're booming out loud and clear in Roscoe Village in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Yeah,
El Paso, Texas. Go Bears! Bears.
Right, El Paso. Have you been to Snow's Barbecue?
No,
I'm not asking you. I know you have.
Oh, you're talking to the El Paso people.
I'm asking El Paso if you've been to Snow's Barbecue. This is a place where they line up at 4 in the morning to have barbecue at 8 in the morning.
Must be pretty good.
It's legendary.
Okay.
On the Chef's Table, which is one of the greatest documentary series ever, they did barbecue. They did a special barbecue series. And Snow's, I'd never heard of it. I heard of, Franklin's and stuff like that. But this place is legendary.
Okay.
Snow's Barbecue.
So El Paso, text us back from the 915. Let us know if you've ever been there. We also have Peru, Indiana, and Waterman, Illinois, which the texter lets me know because I don't know where it's at. It is 15 miles south of DeKalb.
Okay, let's move along with more Bears talk. Bears, Eagles, the Eagles are going to get to the red zone because that's what teams do against the Bears, and the Bears defense is not really good, but it is opportunistic with a lot of takeaways. There's a stat, Bears-Eagles stat, that stunned me. I'll bring that to you later. For now, they're going to face the tush push, undoubtedly.
Mm-hmm.
They believe they will. They've practiced it. Dennis Allen, a defensive coordinator, was asked about the tush push. He had some interesting things to say. Here he is from yesterday.
Obviously, we saw it twice last week. You know, and the thing that makes it even more challenging is that they've got several plays off of it, you know. So, yeah, it's a tough play to stop. I think this team runs it better than anybody else in the league. I think the best way to defend it is not getting those situations and, you know, trying to create more, you know, third and longer, fourth and longer situations, you know, keeps them out of those type of situations. But it's certainly, it's a difficult play to stop.
We've seen defenses go to extremes to try to stop it, laying a guy down, having guys jumping over.
We won't have anybody laying down.
Nobody. How about setting
them
up at the top
play? Yeah. Look, we do have a plan, you know, in place. You know, we feel like it's a good solid plan in terms of, you know, not only trying to stop that play, but all the plays that come off of it, you know, and that's what makes it, you know, even more difficult to stop.
Do we have the part where he talks about it offends his football sensibilities? TikTok? Do we have that?
I'll search that.
He definitely did not. Most of the coaches don't like it.
We made the point. He says he doesn't like the play because he says it's not a football play, and it offends his football sensibilities. Dennis. Two words for you. Shut up. Because here's why. First of all, it's happening in a football game. That makes it a football play. Second of all, your football sensibilities. You play indoors sometimes, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not outdoors.
You used to coach indoors.
Yeah. How are weren't your football sensibilities upset by coaching the Saints indoors? And you were playing on plastic. You were playing on grass. And you're playing in a league that lets kickers doctor balls. Not just Tom Brady. No. So football sensibilities are crazy. It's a football game. It's a legal play for now. I just don't understand why you would say something like that unless you just believe you can't stop it.
Yeah, well, I think that's it. And you saw, and this is why, I mean, you may not like it unless you have Jalen Hurts in your fantasy football league because then he gets cheap touchdowns. But you may not like it, but you can't stop it. And I mean you, meaning the rest of the NFL, because I can't
stop it either.
I can count on one hand the amount of times I've seen it not work. But we saw last week in the Bears game, Pittsburgh had that Kenneth Gainwell near touchdown off of a fake tush push, right? I mean,
the first one didn't work, though.
Correct.
The Bears stopped that. So the Bears got to see the Pennsylvania JV version of the tush push.
Pittsburgh high school
now
team.
Now you're getting the senior class.
The Gainwell play was play off of a tush push, which worked because it was off of the tush push, and that's what the Bears defense was waiting for / trying to stop. But it's to your point, it's a football play.
In a football game.
In a football game. It is what it is.
Nobody gets penalized. Nobody gets fined. Nobody gets suspended. Like, you get suspended, you get penalized for holding or hands to the face or all the many things that the Bears used to do really badly because they couldn't play football well. They would get penalized. And now we see guys, the whole spitting thing that's been going on, that's just sick.
Stupid.
So that way you get suspended. All that kind of stuff. The tush push is not penalized. Your football sensibilities, you coached indoors on grass, on plastic. Shut up. Just, there it is. It's right, your football sensibilities. It's crazy to say that. And I hear baseball's even worse. Old school baseball people.
Mm-hmm.
Or even worse. Again, the game often is played on plastic, indoors, with lacquered bats. Right?
Yeah.
Get out.
Things change. I mean, things change. You have to get used to it, I guess. And we do have an update from El Paso, Texas. I know you're very excited about this. He says he has never heard of Snow's Barbecue.
Get there.
Our top places are Moose's Draft House, who smoke daily, and Rudy's. This from Chris in the 915. So, Chris, appreciate you listening. And get there. What's it called again?
Snow's
Barbecue.
It's called Snow's. By the way, speaking of barbecue, as you know, I'm the greatest. TikTok doesn't know this, but he doesn't know a lot of things, so we'll just inform him of score lore.
I need to know.
I am the greatest burnt ends influencer.
Yes, you are.
In the United States. The greatest burnt ends are found in Waukegan at Big Ed's Barbecue.
I've heard this.
As we speak, it's 651 Lake Point Road. It's a new, bigger venue. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a place that he basically started this barbecue because of Jason McKee and Matt Forte and bears of that era. Because they saw him cooking. They tasted his stuff, and they started having him cater. That's why in the bar, it's all in the hallways, it's all bear stuff. What Big Ed does, so grateful for the support of the community, he does this every year. Free Thanksgiving dinners. He starts handing them out at noon.
Okay.
People are lined up now. There may be people in Waukegan at Big Ed's in line. They will get two Thanksgiving dinners. Now, they are lined up. People may be listening. When we ask where you're listening, you know, if
I want to get a text from the line.
In line at Big Ed's, that's fine. But here's something different this year. And I can't remember the number of Thanksgiving dinners they give away, but they're giving it away, two per car. People are lined up for that. It is meant to be for, I don't know, maybe you're homeless. Maybe you're poor. Maybe you're having trouble making ends meet. Whatever the thing is, that's who this was meant for. That's the community he's helping give back to because everybody else supported him. They're in a bigger event facility.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ed's is opening its doors at noon. Big Ed is offering Thanksgiving dinners to people who want to come in between noon and 4. Free. Meant to be for people who are struggling. People who just don't want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of that going on now.
Yep.
And we have seen the need for... This is a perfect time to check in with people. Thanksgiving to me was always a holiday when we hosted it, I always looked for people who might be alone, people from out of town. We were taken in by people. I wanted that to be paid forward. It's important so people just aren't alone. People can join the group, be part of whatever family feeling there is, and we wanted to pay that forward. Big Ed is opening his doors, free thanks. No, don't be a pig, right? If you can afford Thanksgiving, stay away. This is for people who need it. Maybe they're homeless. Maybe they're down on their luck. Whatever the reason might be, that's who this is for. Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan. It's a wonderful thing. Such a spirit of the holiday.
Asked and received. A 224 texter says, I just passed Big Ed's. As you mentioned that, I work next door. So there you have it.
He used to be next door to a dispensary. I don't know. I don't know what's next door now because it's a big event space and a bar. And yeah. And I was the guy, our on-the-scene reporter, the 224. How long was the line?
He does not mention it. He just says, I work next door was his. So 224 texter, feel free to text us back.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of other people checking in from literally all over the country, which is amazing. My buddy Mike Karras texted me personally from Lake Geneva. He says, you got Lake Geneva. I said, all right, that's good to hear. Crown Point, Indiana. Liz, thank you for checking in. Every holiday that requires cooking, I wake and desperately tune to the score on the kitchen radio. I was literally, Liz, just telling Steve that I still have an old school kitchen radio as well. That's where I listened to the Eberflus non-firing last year.
Philco Esposito. Well, the 224 texter didn't do a good job. You know what? We needed him to be our Les Nessman.
That's right.
The news reporter from WKRP. We needed the 224 reporter to be out there. Do we have the report from Les Nessman that is Thanksgiving appropriate TikTok?
I can play one of them if you want me to.
Okay, well, all right.
Yeah. I think, are we ready? Is it too early?
No, it's never too early to play this.
Okay, let's do it.
No parachutes yet.
Oh my God, they're turkeys! Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
And
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Thanksgiving tradition. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. When we come back, thank you for telling us where you're listening from. You know what? We're going to give you a Philadelphia weather report. It will matter. Bears go on the road. Philadelphia weather appears to matter.
And we want to remind you, too, this Giving Tuesday, join us in supporting the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Together we rise at Chicago Against Hunger. Donate now to the Greater Chicago Food Depository at chicagosfoodbank.org or text GIVE to 91471.
I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. Thanks for listening to us and sharing your Thanksgiving with us. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome and welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving. We asked earlier, were you listening? And boy, did we get response. And it's wonderful.
Yes.
And the idea that we got a response from somebody who said, I'm baking cookies and myself, and the score is keeping... That's perfect. In about an hour, we have a special... We'll do a segment on a Bakesgiving tradition that the Wake and Bake Club knew about, but it's finally catching national attention. And we got a text from Schaumburg, right?
Yeah, it's from the 630. The gentleman here texts in, says, I'm here at Bella Terra in a nursing home in Schaumburg. Can you thank all of the staff for me?
That's a very nice thought.
Which we thought was wonderful. So we are thanking the staff for you at Bella Terra. And then I have to give Steve a little grief here because an 847 texts in says it's possible that Chris from El Paso never heard of Snow's Barbecue because it's 9 hours away in Lexington, Texas, not
right.
El Paso.
And I have heard of Snow's Barbecue, and I'm 24 hours away, 847 texter. Neener, neener, neener. All right, tomorrow the weather's going to be a factor. Could be a factor. Eagles and Bears playing tomorrow, 2 o'clock Central Time. Current forecast on AccuWeather How do they say that on the, you know, the big boy station, our big brother station over there?
The AccuWeather 5-day forecast.
There, look at that. Hey. Look at that. Mike Esposito doing news guy stuff.
I can do that.
44 degrees with 20-mile-per-hour winds and gusts up to 40. The real feel, 33 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's where you, that's what you're dealing with. Now, the Bears have a strong-arm quarterback.
They do.
That will help a lot. And they have a questionable kicker.
Not that, I don't want, how do I say this nicely?
You don't have to.
Okay. I won't, but I think everyone knows
you don't
what I mean.
No, you don't have to say it nicely. Just say it.
No,
you don't have to be nice.
This is why I am not. I'm not an anti-Cairo Santos, but he's not a strong-legged kicker. Like, he's just not. No. He doesn't inspire confidence in weather. Let's put it that way.
Well, you suddenly find out how much farther you have to go on offense to get within his range if that wind, if it gets up, if there are gusts 40 miles an hour late in the game, you know, 5 mm-hmm. o'clock. So we'll see. So this is one of three road games the Bears have left.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears have lost six straight overall to the Eagles, including, yes, let's all say it together.
E-A-G.
No. We forgot to tell TikTok about that.
Oh, we'll get to that one.
That should be in the score lore. Like, they should have a producer's. All right, forget it.
We'll have Chris Tannehill teach score drops 101.
He should.
Because that would be in there.
No, including the double doink.
The double doink, yes.
They've lost their last three in Philly, the Bears have, and they have not won since 2011. They have not won in Philly. 2011. That was like a stadium ago, too.
Two of the more heartbreaking Bears losses I guess it's recent, but the first one was not super recent. But after the 13-3 team that Jim Miller was on, I believe, was it last week, talking about?
Yeah, I had him on Saturday. Yeah. Saturday Suckage, he came on, and we started comparing and contrasting the 2001 season. TikTok, were you alive in 2001?
Yes, I was alive in 2001. Yes. I was 4 years old. Woo-hoo! In 2001.
The Bears had this kind of season then. They went 13-3.
I know. Yeah. It was just in Champaign, though, right? Because the stadium was being built?
No. Nice try.
I thought it was 2001 that they were in
2003.
Champaign. 2003. They were in Champaign. Okay.
But I was there, as our buddy Grobber would say. I was there covering the game. I was pre-score. Actually, it was at my old network. But I happened to sit during that playoff game, because in Old Soldier Field, you were pretty cramped up in that press box. I happened to I was sitting directly behind, in a folding chair, Mike Mulligan, who at the time was covering the game for the Sun-Times. So, but that was one of the more disappointing Eagles games. It was a loss in the playoff game, ending that 13-3 season. And Philly, pretty much, that was the Donovan McNabb Eagles dominated us.
I asked him if we should still boo Hugh Douglas.
Yes, that was the Hugh Douglas game. Absolutely.
He separated Jim from Miller. Do you know who had the only offensive touchdown in that game for the Bears?
I remember. Yes. Well,
share with the class. TikTok certainly doesn't
know. It was a reverse to Ahmad Merritt. I remember that. I'm like, right, of all random things.
Yes,
here's Ahmad Merritt on a reverse. Yes. And then the double doink, which 6-7 years ago, whatever it was, but this was literally
2018.
My son, Jake, who's now in eighth grade, but this is his intro to Bears football. He was, what, 5 or 6? He's got his Trubisky jersey on, whatever. We're lined up. We're standing there. We're excited. We're watching the game. And the double doink happens, and I kid you not, and it was funny and sad all at the same time. He just bursts out crying as the double doink happens, after the double doink happens. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why did I do this to this poor kid? He's in his Trubisky jersey. He's all excited. He's like 5 years old. Double doink. Tears.
Is he still emotionally scarred?
He may be. It's funny, too, because he's had... This is his life history in Bears jerseys. He started with Alshon Jeffrey, who was not bad, but then went elsewhere. He went from that to Cutler, to Trubisky, to Mack, which was good for a season, but then went away. So his streaks, not I purposely avoid. Oh, and Fields was the last one. So we know how that ended up too. So he has he does not have a Caleb jersey. Let's put it that way. He does have a Rome Odunze t-shirt, though. So we'll see how that turns out for him. But so far, I think he's over.
All right, we have an 847 texture. Happy Thanksgiving from South Sudan, where I was accidentally deported. The weather is quite nice. And because we've been asking for you, 312-644-6767, just where are you listening this Thanksgiving? We're grateful you're joining us and listening to us. And so we were asking, we wanted to see how widespread it was. So we've heard from South Sudan, and we'll get back to that after this. We'll take a break. When we come back, I wanted to run down some numbers. I'll run this by you. And I looked at these numbers and I said, Bears should be favored in this game. Bears should win. They should be touchdown favorites. Now, you may not think so.
I don't.
But what I'm going to do is run them by you.
Okay.
Get your response, and we'll go from there.
Do I need a calculator for the next segment?
No, because okay. I became a writer because there's no math involved, so all I'm doing is reading.
That's good.
Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito, thank you for listening. We hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.